cautious optimism about the huge Washington State fire.
The wind comes up, all bets are off.
A hostage standoff at Disney World.
It appears to be a domestic situation of some kind.
John Rocker polishes the Big Apple.
I'd like to say that I'm happy to be back in New York, believe it or not.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The wildfire in southern Washington state has burned through 180,000 acres, 281 square miles of land that includes homes, businesses, and most ominous of all, the Hanford Nuclear Reservation, where radioactive waste is stored. CBS News reporter Stephen Kaufman is covering.
Officials have reaffirmed that no radioactive material has been released as a result of the fire at the nuclear reservation. However, the U.S. Department of Energy claims that it has a contingency plan in place if the flames cause such a release. The number of personnel fighting the fire is approaching 1,000 as support from other agencies arrives. 9 air tankers and 7 helicopters are joining the battle.
Firefighters say they're optimistic as long as the wind doesn't whip up. The fire is touched off by a car crash and fueled by acres of dry sagebrush. Now this.
You've been working all week on your presentation. Now you have just a few hours to get it emailed, color copied, and distributed. Relax. Icon Office Solutions will make it happen using technology from Canon and Ricoh. Then you'll get a raise. And a corner office.
Cool.
To find out how Icon and partners like Canon and Ricoh can help your business communicate, contact 1-888-ASK-ICON or www.ikon.com. Icon. The way business gets communicated.
It seems like there are as many ways to fight arthritis pain as there are people who suffer from it. But when it comes to topical pain rubs, more doctors recommend the active ingredient found in capsaicin P. When pain strikes, capsaicin P attacks it immediately. But unlike ordinary pain rubs, capsaicin P is odor-free, and it actually gets more effective the longer you use it. The relief from capsaicin P starts strong and gets stronger until capsaicin P has raised your relief to a whole new level. Capsaicin P raises your level of relief. Use only as directed.
In many ways, reality is suspended at Disney World, but the reality of human emotion intruded today when a man staying at the Boardwalk Inn Hotel took his 4-year-old son and a food service worker hostage. CBS News reporter Peter King is live with the latest.
Orange County Sheriff Kevin Berry says he's optimistic.
Bottom line is, I'm very pleased with the way things are going.
Because he says the suspect has been talking to negotiators since taking the two hostages early this afternoon. Police say the man is heavily armed. He's threatened to hurt himself and the hostages, but so far no shots fired. Police say he wants to see his estranged wife. Other relatives are being brought there. Disney spokeswoman Diane Letter is trying to reassure other guests.
The situation is limited to one room in the Boardwalk Resort. We have evacuated several of the rooms in the resort. It's a very large resort, so most of our guests are not impacted at this time.
Live in Orlando, I'm Peter King, CBS News.
John Rocker didn't ride the number 7 train, but he did have a police escort for the trip to Shea Stadium in New York, where the Atlanta Braves were opening a 4-game series with the Mets. Rocker wants to put controversy aside and keep his eye on the ball. CBS News reporter Bob Serkin has a live update.
While warming up in the outfield during batting practice, John Rocker shook hands with some Mets fans while others taunted him with verbal and written insults. A long line of New York City cops ringed the playing field. Then Rocker appeared before some 300 members of the media to make a statement of apology.
The comments I made over 6 months ago offended many people. I'm fully aware of this. And for that, I sincerely apologize.
Rocker says that's the last he'll talk about his comments and feud with New Yorkers. Tonight, Rocker will be available to pitch in relief as the Braves try to snap the Mets' 7-game win streak. Bob Serkin for CBS News, live at Shea Stadium.
Last month, after a brawl at Wrigley Field in Chicago, 19 members of the Los Angeles Dodgers were suspended for a total of 76 games. Now the suspensions of 12 players and coaches have been overturned by Paul Beeston, chief operating officer of Major League Baseball. They still have to pay fines. Elian Gonzalez and his father have gone into seclusion in Cuba after a low-key welcome home. Attorney General Janet Reno reflected on the case today. CBS News correspondent Stephanie Lambadakis reports.
Even after winning the legal battle over Elian, the attorney general expressed mixed emotions about his return to Cuba. Reno told reporters that instead of living as a political symbol, Elian should be given this.
An opportunity to grow up in a strong and healthy and free fashion, able to speak and think what he believes to be true, able to thrive.
After becoming so personally involved in the legal fight, Reno was asked what lessons she's learned. She replied, none, because she doesn't think there will be anything quite like this again. Stephanie Lambadakis, CBS News, the Justice Department.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
are you growing your business online?
My neighbor's helping me make a web page.
That's good.
I'm paying consultants to build my site.
That's better.
With Biz.com, I got a killer domain name, built a website that's e-commerce ready, and listed it with global search engines. Now the world is my customer base.
I say, hey,
that's Biz. BIZZED.com. Powerful resources for your small business. Good, better, Biz.
Honey, Red Lobster has all-you-can-peel-and-eat shrimp for just $11.99.
That's great, too.
See, I've made a chart of all the ways we can have these delicious peel-and-eat shrimp. Steaming hot, chilled to perfection, or garlic scampi style.
Mom, what's up with Dad?
He's talking about shrimp.
I love them. Come on, kids, let's roll.
All-you-can-peel-and-eat shrimp for just $11.99 right now at Red Lobster. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. And the way this guy's talking, there might not be any left.
Honey,
uh-huh.
Grab the chart.
All right.
Escape to Red Lobster.
President Clinton has found one more way to leave his mark before he leaves office. He's nominating former California Congressman Norman Mineta to be Secretary of Commerce.
I am proud to be chosen by you to be the first Asian Pacific American to serve in any president's cabinet.
If confirmed by the Senate, Mineta will replace William Daley, who's stepping down to chair the Gore presidential campaign. Second thoughts now about taking aspirin for your health. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier explains.
If you're a man with high blood pressure, popping that aspirin every day to ward off a heart attack may be doing you more harm than good. A British medical journal study of 5,000 middle-aged men found aspirin's risk of internal bleeding in those with high blood pressure outweighed its heart-healthy aspects. These results are preliminary, but the researchers say it's enough to urge caution. They add, however, if your blood pressure is under control or you already have heart disease, keep taking it. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, London.
A federal grand jury in Columbus, Ohio, has indicted former Cancer Society executive Daniel Wyant on a charge of international bank fraud. He allegedly stole nearly $7 million from the charity and wired the money to a bank account in Austria. Prosecutors say the investigation continues. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
It's your big plans, your summer road trip. Get your car ready with the summer trip check at the new Midas. Now just $29.99. We'll change your oil and filter, rotate tires, set pressure, inspect brakes, and more. We're more than mufflers at the new Midas.
Because that's how your life goes.
Keep a good thing going. Go Midas. Price good for most vehicles for limited time. See participating shops for details.
I'm 186.
192.
193.
They all had cholesterol levels over 200. Then they brought their numbers down with a food called Benecol Spread, which can reduce cholesterol by as much as 20 points, even if you're already on a cholesterol-lowering medicine.
Pretty neat. I went from 212 to 192 by eating.
Become a Benecol believer yourself. Just enjoy 3 servings a day in place of other spreads. Ask your doctor about cholesterol-lowering Benecol Spread. Eating is believing.
Concern about corporate earnings sent stocks lower today. The Dow lost 129 points. The NASDAQ was off 63. If you've ever dreamed of owning your own restaurant in the Colorado Mountains, Ann Goodfriend and Kathy Kramer might have just the thing for you. They're giving up the Moffitt Cafe in Winter Park, but instead of selling it, they've decided to turn over the keys to whoever writes the best essay explaining why it should be theirs. The entry fee is $100, and 10% of the proceeds will go to the National Sports Center for the Disabled. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
And I'm Dave Zorn, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. 75 degrees here in Hollywood, mostly sunny, warm, and humid this Thursday, the 29th of June.